I got some new information.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
Real juicy.
On My Talk.
Tell me something good.
Chris Brown knows better than to give his daughter Royalty a pet monkey, which is why he didn't. All right. He has a baby monkey. It's a baby capuchin monkey. And there's pictures of his daughter holding the monkey, but he wants everybody to know that it's not her pet. It's his. He kind of got skewered online for appearing to have bought her the monkey, but it's just his monkey. You know, Marcel from Friends, that little monkey, same thing. Looks
little
just
guy.
Like him.
That's
just
the monkey like you him. Want too, Jace, right?
It is. But look, I joke about it, but I don't think people should own monkeys. No. I really don't. No, they're wild animals.
Yes. And sources say that he really wanted this monkey because Michael Jackson had Bubbles the chimp. Oh. And so he wants to be like Michael Jackson. So.
Yeah.
I think people get bored with them, but they're really, I mean, it's not like having a dog or a cat. It's really a lot of trouble.
It's not a dog.
Yeah, it's really a lot of trouble. And then you can't travel with it because it can't, you know, it's just pain in the butt, isn't it?
Yes, it's a monkey. Yeah. It's not a cat.
all right. The nominees for the Golden Globe Awards are out, and the movie The Shape of Water led the way with 7 nominations. HBO's Big Little Lies and the movie 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri got the second most with 6 each. And it's going to be Sunday, January 7th is the ceremony.
I want to see this movie. I had no desire, but that's the good thing about these nominations. It brings awareness to movies that maybe you were on the fence about. So
right. Netflix's most devoured show of the year was a show called American Vandal. Have you guys heard of that?
I've seen it on my inbox.
Okay.
In the queue, but I've never watched it. Have you, Lex?
No.
Okay, so that is the one that people watch the fastest. The most savored show that people watch the slowest was The Crown.
Yep, that's me.
Okay.
Girl, so good.
They also had some weird subscribers. They sort of shamed them by tweeting, to the 53 people who have watched A Christmas Prince every day for the past 18 days, who hurt you? And another user watched Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl every day for a whole year.
Yeah, people did not like that snarky response about that Christmas movie. I'm like, okay, it's a movie. Lighten up a little bit. It's just a snarky social media person.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the goal is to get everyone talking. And guess what? It worked.
Yes. And a lot of times kids want to watch the same thing over and over and over again. So maybe it's a kid.
Maybe.
You never know. Just to keep them quiet. You're like, okay, you can watch The Christmas Prince again.
Maybe it's Johnny Depp watching his own movie over and over and over again.
Could be, yeah.
Or whoever's in The Prince. I don't even know that movie. What is that movie?
I don't know. The Christmas Prince.
That sounds
I think it's a Hallmark movie.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Couple of people pregnant. The Rock and his girlfriend are expecting a baby girl.
Aww.
And congratulations.
Kim Johnson from Dancing with the Stars is expecting her first child with the Shark Tank guy.
Aww.
I love this couple. I love that they met on the show. It's just a very sweet story.
It is. And on TV tonight, we have The Voice on NBC. We also have the Greatest Holiday Commercials Countdown 2017 on the CW. And Gwen Stefani's You Make It Feel Like Christmas on NBC. That's the latest dirt. You can find more at mytalk1071.com.
Thank you for the update, honey.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended Dirt Alerts at 820, 1220, and 520.
Report back to me in an hour.
And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk. Everything entertainment.
Welcome back, everybody. The 8 o'clock hour begins right now.
Put
Jason
your monkey
and Alexis.
Away.
I'm sorry.
Chris.
My monkey fell out.
Ooh,
I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn McLean, country superstar. Mm-hmm. Dawn McLean and the Steel Cut Oats debut album coming out next year.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Can't wait for that. Cannot wait for that.
We're
album.
Not even part of the Steel Cut Oats, though.
No, we're not.
Oh,
no.
I know.
Lex?
Yes, Jace.
rent a parent?
Yeah, you can rent a parent. What did he think of that, huh?
Okay.
If you don't, you can go both ways. You can rent a, yeah?
No, I was just cracking up. I saw this on the sheet this morning, and I'm like, oh, it's like Hearst or Dollar rent a car. I'm like, you can rent a parent now?
Yes, you can. Now, this is only in China right now. But for all you entrepreneurial spirits, this might be a good plan for you.
Okay.
If you ever need a parent and you don't want to maybe use your own parents, or if you want someone to stand in as a parent for you, there's a service that will allow you to rent one. So, for instance, you don't want to go to the school conferences. Those awkward teacher conferences sometimes.
Oh, you can rent somebody to take your place.
Hire someone, and they'll send you a report. Here's what they said about your kid.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Okay. Let's say you need some stand-in parents who you want to meet. Now, this is going to be horrible, but a significant other, maybe someone you might want to take the next level with, but you don't necessarily want them to meet your actual parents.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, they don't discriminate.
That is hysterical. So, Robbie, this is my mom, Brenda.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
So you could do that. You guys think you'd ever want to rent a parent?
No. I mean... Dar would be so offended. Mama Haas would be no. I mean, look, I think it's like a parent concierge service. This is funny to me.
You can also rent a parent to make those calls to whether it's camp or school to talk to the teacher or the counselor to either say something that's difficult or that there's your child's sick for the day.
Now, see that I like.
You could do that too.
That would be good.
Fake mom and dad.
Yeah, fakemomanddad.com.
Calling in to say,
fakemomanddad.com.
That's right.
Well, I don't know. I think some people would be down for that. But
can you imagine if that's your profession? I'm a fake dad.
Valerie, what do you do? Well, I'm a fake mom.
Yeah, I just, I call but and could make you those imagine, difficult calls.
How could you get away with sending a fake mom to a parent-teacher conference?
Well, that person would have a continued job because they'd have to play you multiple times if it's more than once.
Like, yeah, it's not like Becky and Roseanne. You can't, midway through switch Becky's.
Yeah, well, the kid's not there. So the kid can't be like, Mommy.
Yeah.
That's not
Who
you.
You? Who are you?
So that person would have to continue to play you. Or it could just be a temporary thing. Maybe I don't know how many times there are conferences. Maybe 2-3 times a year?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Maybe the teacher will forget.
Yeah. You're the parent on the show.
Parent-teacher conferences?
Yeah. Would you have liked to have a stand-in?
Yeah.
Are they not fun?
No, I mean, my daughter...
I obviously have never...
She got great grades. My daughter got A's, so that was no problem.
Yeah.
It's not a problem at all. I didn't mind going. There was always a good report, so.
My mom, I was a good kid. My mom only had to come down a couple times to the principal to come get me. Once when I got a perm and I got made fun of, so I cried and went to the principal's office and she had to come get me so that she could take me to my aunt to get the perm out.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And then the other time I was being inappropriate on the curly slide.
That's right.
And my mom had to come. My mom had to come to the principal's office and
come get me.
What did they
call you again, Jason?
I forgot, Lex.
Oh, no, I think you remember.
I forgot, Lex.
I think you remember, Jace. I think you should share that part of the story.
What's going on here?
It's a pivotal moment.
In this day and age, Lex, I don't think 6-year-old Jason was very appropriate.
Oh.
No. Yeah. I was called the booby snatcher.
Oh, my.
Wow. Yeah. Because I saw my cousin do it. So I was mimicking, I was parroting his actions.
Oh, yeah.
So I would.
My
cousin made me do it. But and the kids, my friend Scooby, his name was Mike, but we called him Scooby. And Scooby taught me too.
So yeah, they get you in trouble, those friends and cousins. What the heck?
They do. that you went to the top of the curly slide, and Erica Hedstrom was her name, and I reached over, and as she was getting ready to go down the curly slide, I reached over and I like touched a boob, and well, I mean, at that age, we really didn't have anything, but you know, we both were like,
oh
you know,
gosh.
But I did that, and Erica's now. I picked the wrong person. Uh-huh. First of all, 6-year-old Jason should have kept his hands to himself. Kids, if you're listening, keep your hands to yourself.
That's right.
But number two, Erica's dad was the principal.
Ooh.
So Erica told her dad. Wow. So my mom had to come down to the principal's office.
Yikes.
And the principal Hedstrom had to look at my mom in the face and say, you know, do you know that your son has a nickname?
Uh-huh.
And my mom's like, what? Lex, stop. And my mom sat there and the principal tried to keep a straight face. She goes, Dar, they call Jason the booby snatcher. And my mom tried to like not laugh because I'm sitting there like I was in a lot of trouble, as I should be.
Yeah.
Dar had ever now when Dar, we've laughed about it a couple times. Dar said it was one of those parenting moments where you have to be mad. You know what I mean? You have to be stern.
Yes.
But it's so ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, you know, when the principal is telling you that you're. Your 6-year-old son's name is the booby snatcher. I mean, come on. Dar said she put me in the car and just lost it. Like, oh my goodness, this is a chapter in the book. You know, little Jason.
Yes.
You know, that's a chapter. It will be. I think if I ever write a book, it will be the name
of
a chapter.
Booby snatcher.
Yeah. Jason Matheson, booby snatcher.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
On the curly slide, Edgewood Elementary School, 1982. So, anyway.
Man, principals have the funniest. My mom was a principal, and she the stories that of an elementary school. So, the stories that she has, just hilarious. Oh, man.
Those are good years.
And I was sent to the principal's office, too, because of Vito. Remember?
Oh, Vito.
Vito.
Yep.
He was taking apart pens, and you know the little straw on the inside that has the ink?
Yeah.
He was taking the tip of the pen off and blowing it onto people's desks and chairs.
Yeah.
And I got in trouble by proxy because I was sitting next to him, and because Vito was my friend.
I'm sure you had nothing to do with it. You weren't the co-conspirator
no,
at all.
No, of course not. No. They were bullying him because he had a lazy eye. They were bullying him, so we were getting back.
Now I remember him. Yeah. Yes. Yes, poor Vito.
But he owned that. I mean, he was a proud guy of everything. So, you know, we just got back at him.
See,
and, of course, I got caught.
See, we all have a Vito, and we all have a Scooby.
Yep.
Scooby was, now that I'm thinking about it, we're talking about elementary school memories. If you just tuned in.
And being sent to the principal's office.
Being sent to the principal's office. Scooby was the one where there was a deck of nudie cards, playing cards, in the way, way out in our playground. And Scooby found them and distributed them throughout the class. So we went by the monkey bars and hid. There's a tree right by the monkey bars. And we went behind the tree and Scooby distributed and we all looked at all the nudie cards.
Oh, yeah. Think about how like kind of innocent that is.
Oh,
when you
so
think about
giggle.
What kids are showing each other now, like now. Look what I saw on my iPhone.
I know. Like this is, I mean, and these cards were as innocent as nudie cards could be in 1982, but
and now, my
Lanta.
Parents, how do you protect your kids?
I can't even imagine. But yeah, Scooby, getting me in trouble.
Yep.
Getting me in trouble. I blame him. Blame Scooby. Hashtag blame Scooby.
Scooby.
Who I'm actually friends with on. It's so funny. I've recently reconnected with Scooby within the last year or so. And I just laugh. He and Quasi Norwood, those are my buddies. And we got in so much. We are actually really good kids. But we may have, you know, tipped the pinball machine at Godfather's Pizza, and
it wasn't me.
Wasn't me. It was Scooby. I would always blame Scooby.
I bet, Dawn, you never went to the principal's office, did you?
I did too. Yes, I did.
Oh, what'd you do?
I wrote a love note when I was in third grade to a sixth grade boy, and I said, "You're my sixth grade centerfold."
Dawn McClain, you little minx.
How did you know about centerfold?
I didn't even know what that meant. I didn't know. And then I told him, can you please open your shirt a little bit wider so I can see your chest?
You little.
Oh, the sixth grader. Oh,
yeah. Can you open your shirt a little bit more so I can see your chest?
Good. He gave it to the principal, the note. Aww. And I folded it in the shape of like an origami, like a boat, and I wrote the love boat on the front.
Oh, Lex.
Lex, you are doing a show with two elementary school Mervy pervies.
I love it.
Dawn, hey, can you open that shirt a little bit more? And me, the boobie snatcher.
Centerfold.
What's wrong with us?
What's wrong with me? No,
she just wanted her period.
You got to be cray-cray to work here, right?
Oh, you do, yeah. 8:17. Is Elizabeth back today?
Yes.
I bet Elizabeth was never in the principal's
office.
She's
naughty. Oh,
I bet the only reason she was in there was to get an award.
We need to ask her.
I bet she was never, ever in the principal's office. She sure wasn't asking people for centerfolds like Dawn.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with me? You're my sixth grade centerfold.
She probably never got caught is what it is. She's smart enough to.
Very true, yeah. 8:17, the Dirt Alert's coming up next.
My Talk 107.1, everything.
You're in the good place. You're okay, Ellen.
Entertainment.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. I'm Jace with Lex and producer Dawn, and now Elizabeth Reese is here with the Dirt Alert. Now, Elizabeth, before we get started, we have pressing matters for
you. Yes, do it. What?
We were just talking about our elementary school days and being sent to the principal's office.
Yeah, Cedar Park Elementary, Apple Valley. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we were, I was pretty darn positive because Alexis has been to the principal's office. Yeah. I was in the principal's office. Dawn was there for a hysterical reason. We are all pretty positive that you were never sent to the principal's office.
I was not sent to the principal's office, but my fourth grade teacher did call me flippant. One time.
And then I
had to go home and ask my dad what flippant meant because I didn't know. And he said, well, it kind of means like, you know, arrogant and disrespectful and just, and I was like, oh, okay. Got it. So she said that I was being flippant and I didn't understand that. So I took it as a learning moment. And then I was actually sort of proud of behaving a little bit like that because I kind of thought, you know what, in that moment, I probably should have been a little flippant. You know, you got to raise hashtag strong girls, right?
Amen, yes. Sister friend.
Right. So yes. I think that was part of it. But no, I was not sent to the principal's office. Thank you for asking. And I'm glad that I live up to my reputation.
Yes. Perfect.
Yeah. I never even really got into a ton of trouble. I should have. I should. Whoa. I just didn't get caught.
That's what my theory was. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially in high school. But, you know, we can talk about that another day. Can I mention that I have been so obsessing over The Crown? I had yesterday off.
Oh.
And then, of course, every time I put a child to bed over the weekend, I was watching more of it. I'm now finished with episode 5. So I'm moving on to episode 6.
Okay.
How far are you guys?
10 episodes?
I think there are 10.
Okay. I just watched the first one. I savor this show.
I want it to, Alexis, but I can't. I love it so much.
Yeah, I know.
I'm with you. I'm about 5. I'm at 5.
And then what happens is I spend a solid half an hour Googling everything after each episode about like the real story, too. It's just so much fun.
Yes, okay,
it's pretty accurate, though, right?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, there are some things that seem to be kind of squished together and some things where it's like the storyline maybe were multiple rumors going around and then they're condensing it into one story to make a point, but it is beautifully done. It's like the best TV.
It's gorgeous.
It's so good. Scott Disick was in my dream last night. I don't really know why or what was happening. He was in my dream and then I wake up and he and Sophia Richie were spotted arguing in Miami. So, you know, maybe there's trouble in paradise. I know. Shocking that a relationship with Scott Disick doesn't always go smoothly.
Oh man. I thought these two would make it.
Me too. Speaking of relationships gone wrong, let's talk about Bethany Frankel. She's suing her ex-husband for custody of her daughter. Mm-hmm. She wants custody of their 7-year-old daughter after he was charged with stalking and harassing her. So here's what happened. Bethany reopened her 2013 divorce case.
Remember how long we were talking about this divorce, you guys?
Yeah, longer than their marriage.
Absolutely. She reopened her divorce case on December 6th. They're due in court on January. And this is apparently all in regards to custody. She wants to have full custody of the little girl. Yikes. Boy, let that be a lesson to you, right? Be careful who you reproduce with.
I can't believe it because she wants what's best for her daughter, but she lamented being in court with him all of these years, and now she's going back. You know what I mean? It's like, oh.
I know.
I wonder if this is just a play to settle out of court, and she's just doing this like a formality to just get the ball rolling.
Well, they can't talk to each other, clearly. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't go well when they even speak to each other. Right. They cannot text message each other. They can't do anything.
He just seems... I used to be like, okay...
I don't get it. Yeah, tell me your thoughts.
I used to not believe everything I read about him because, hello, there's two sides to every story, and then somewhere in the middle, there's the truth. Mm-hmm. I still believe that. However, he just seems like a little... Like the elevator doesn't quite stop on the top floor.
Okay.
And I'm not trying to be mean, but there's something up with this dude. I think he's a little unstable. I'm just being honest. Yeah. That's just my feeling.
I just can't figure out what his motivation was. Did he want money? Did he want control? Did she not give him those things? And so then he was unhappy in the relationship and got really angry. I don't get it. Yeah.
I think his anger with Bethany is so strong that he can't see past it.
Boy, and I mean, and those two knew each other for 5 minutes before they were pregnant and engaged. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lot. It is a lot.
Well,
and there was hope. Remember, when watching that, she was kind of the single one. We all, and then they did a whole special on the wedding.
Oh, you guys, she came to the Twin Cities when she was engaged to him. She was insanely in love with him.
Yeah.
Like, talking about how they met and everything. I mean, she was, like, beaming. She was leaping from the floor to the ceiling. She was so happy. Wow. She was like Tom Cruise jumping on the couch. That's how in love with him she was.
What a turn.
Neither of those relationships ended well, by the way.
Nope.
Boy, Steve Edwards, who's a big-time anchor in L.A., Good Day L.A. anchor, fired amid sexual harassment allegations. He's been fired from his position as morning anchor of Fox's Good Day L.A. That's what they had to say. That's a big one.
There's going to be a lot of examples of this coming up, guys.
Yeah, I know. And then the Mario Batali news yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Which Mario Batali is consistently like my favorite story of the only person that I've become totally starstruck around because I was so excited when I met him, and now that memory is
tarnished.
It's totally tarnished.
And he's owning it, right? Lex said earlier he's admitting it.
He's saying, he's apologizing and admitting it, and he's stepping back from all of his restaurants. He's stepping out from the Chew. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Chew now going forward because it's really been a great show for ABC. It's on at noon on 5 Eyewitness News. Daphne Oz left. So they had five... foodie people as hosts of the show. Daphne Oz left. She's having her third baby. And then now Mario Batali's out. So now there's only the three of them.
Ooh.
I don't know what'll happen. There you
go. Have to get someone new.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you. You can watch Elizabeth Today at 3 on Twin Cities Live, 651-641-1071. Would you like your stick red? Alexis is doing that next. I'm just protecting my 832. Innocence. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm just protecting my Hope you guys are having a good commute. Making your way to work. Roads shouldn't be too bad today.
Mm-mm. Oh, it's so sunny out.
Is it sunny?
Yes.
Really? I can't. Hold on
very
a minute.
Pleasant.
It's still kind of cloudy here in Eden Prairie.
Okay.
Well, that's good. Maybe the sun will come out tomorrow, Annie.
Or
right now.
Pretty soon. It's not there yet, you know.
No, not yet. every Thursday, I'm sorry, every Tuesday, Jason, I'm fast forwarding past the week.
Ooh.
Every Tuesday at 7:20 and 8:30, we do
Can
this.
I read your stick?
Time once again for Jason and Alexis, well, mostly Alexis,
to read your stick.
Can I read your stick?
You can read it if you like.
Doesn't hurt.
It doesn't. I mean, sometimes mentally it hurts. It is time, once again,
emotionally.
For Alexis to read your stick. Alexis, about a month, 2 months ago, she went to a store in a basement. Very similar to the one featured in Gremlins, where that old man bought the Mugwai. And Alexis purchased a box of fortune sticks.
Yep.
And now she's passing this on to you.
Yeah.
That's right.
There's 106 in here, numbers on bamboo sticks.
Mm-hmm. And then what happens, Lex?
So just shake that baby up. I think about the person, and one pops out as you...
Yeah. Right there.
Move it forward.
Do you hear that noise? That's the sticks.
Yeah.
Rotating. Dawn, who's our first lucky victim?
We have Sharon.
Okay. Oh, Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Just wait.
Okay.
Yeah, just wait. Sharon, yeah, that could all change momentarily.
as long as it's not the river sticks.
Yeah, well, let's see. Sharon, does Alexis have permission to read your stick?
Absolutely. Okay. Go ahead, read my stick.
All right.
Take it away,
Sharon,
Alexis.
Your stick is number 50.
50.
All right, let's read this stick. It says, yes. Born on a voyage on the boundless sea, sails hoisted high above to billow and strain, with winds below to push the ship along, great chest of jewels and treasures will be yours.
Sharon!
Yay! Oh. You're going to come and pick them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great question. Now, this is a... Yeah, you're on a sailing, positive, profitable ship today. You have favorable winds. Get everything done. You lead a life of ease and comfort. Rewards will come to you without much effort.
Holy crap, Sharon.
Wow.
Wow.
There's no, there's no icebergs. No icebergs.
I should have taken this and played it every day.
Yeah. There you go.
Yes.
It does have one warning. It says people gossip and envy will be aroused.
Hang up, Sharon.
Just be careful.
It was going good. It was going good.
It was going good. Hang up now, Sharon. Hang up, yeah.
That's when you say poo to other people.
Yeah. That's right. But you and your family will enjoy safety and peace today.
Oh,
wow,
great.
Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sharon.
Oh, Sharon.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right.
Thanks, Bye. Sharon.
Thanks. Listen to you all the time. Sitting here with three dogs in the car. Bye.
Oh, thank you.
Perfect.
Oh, see, that's why she's happy. She's got three loyal and true friends next to her.
She does. That's right. Sharon, thank you.
That's grooming time. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Alexis is reading your stick. Let's go to Kelly on line two. Good morning, Kelly.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey.
How are you doing, Kelly?
Well, I'm fearing what I'm going to get now that Sharon got a good stick.
Oh,
so.
No.
Truth be told,
can
Kelly,
I just have hers?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'll just repeat that one.
Truth be told, I'm a little worried for you, too. So, okay,
just
here
for today,
go.
Though.
Lex, feel Kelly's spirit and find that stick.
Okay, you got 93. Let's see. Let's read your stick here. It says, the phoenix's soft feathers are soaked with rain.
Oh no.
Even a bird will not make friends with him.
Oh no.
Oh no.
One day the rain will cease and the sky is bright again. His plumage is now a regal feather robe. Mm. When the vicious villain holds the stage, the virtuous and noble men will retreat behind. The day will come when things will turn in your favor.
Oh.
But today is not the day.
Oh!
You're soaked in rain today.
Yeah, Kelly, so,
thanks for the great news, Alexis.
We're going to blame the stick.
I mean, hold on to your receipt. If you want to take Alexis back, you're more than welcome to. But you're soaked in rain today, Kelly.
Oh, sounds about like every other day.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, but the good news is the skies will clear soon.
That's right. They always do.
It says as soon as the rainy days are over, honor and glory will be regained.
Hmm. We don't know when that will be, Kelly, but I mean, eventually.
Yeah.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you, Kelly. Bye.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Kelly. Oh. Call or email when that day happens, please.
Yeah.
Hey, it's just for today, right, guys? So
just for today.
Catch him, Daddy. Yeah. Catch him. Catch him.
Catch him, Daddy. Catch him, Daddy.
Catch him, Daddy. Daddy, catch him.
Some days you catch the bat, some days you don't.
Right.
Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield.
Yeah. Some days you're the bat.
That's right.
Yikes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the best. Get him back. Out of the house. Did you get him? No, he's there. He's making a mockery out of you, boy. Catch him, Derry. Bigger towel, that's it. Get him now, quick.
Bigger towel. Get him.
God, Daddy! Oh!
That was one of my favorite viral videos of this year.
Oh, yeah.
Ever. Oh, and ever, probably, yeah.
So
oh,
good.
Man.
Mine still is the moose soup, the rowers.
Oh, that was so good, too.
The rowers and the woman in Alaska yelling from the bank, come over for moose soup!
Oh, I man. Love her so oh. much. You know, the other one that I was thinking about the other day, remember the guy on the BBC, he was being interviewed, and his daughter walked in like, doo-doo-doo,
oh,
and then
yes.
the little kid, the baby came in after with the walker and the
and
mom.
And the wife, like, was mortified. Oh. She pulled, yeah.
I don't think I saw that one.
Oh it's a Dawn, you did. The minute you, okay. minute you see yeah. it, you'll be like, oh, yes, that oh. one.
If I just need a laugh, I watch that video.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's really good. well, to everyone that called, the first caller, congratulations. To the second caller, don't blame us, blame Alexis.
Yeah.
And I blame the sticks.
That you're covered in rain today.
Yeah.
Covered in rain. Oh. Hey, guys, My Talk 107.1's 10th Annual Santa Project presented by Great Wolf Lodge is still taking place and will through December 16th. Bring a toy or gift to the Ronald McDonald House Charities to enter any of the Twin Cities Waxing the City locations, Envision in the Galleria, or use keyword Santa. To find out on our website at mytalk1071.com to find out all the locations. Mm-hmm. We have a couple more broadcasts.
Yeah, today.
Let's see. Today, Waxing the City. Donna and Marley will be there mm-hmm. right after our show, Waxing the City in St. Paul. Again, Waxing the City in St. Paul.
That's Highland Park.
Donna,
yeah.
Yeah, Donna and Marley will be there as well. So there he bees.
Mm-hmm. It's 8:14.
8:41. Let's take a very small break, and we will be back to talk a little Star Wars after this. Jason and Alexis in the morning. My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Everything. Catch him, Danny.
Catch him, Derry. Derry, catch him.
Catch him, Derry. Tuesday, December 12th, 2017.
The other reason why I laugh about that, too, is because when we first heard that, we thought he was saying catch him,
Daddy.
Daddy.
Catch him, Daddy.
Catch him, Daddy.
Catch him,
catch him, Derry. Did he catch him? You're tiring him out. He's like McGregor. He's got no legs left. Go on. Oh. Is it back?
Get it back.
Get it back.
Get it back.
Get it back out of the house.
Oh. Oh, that brings me so much joy. Another thing that brings me joy is Star Wars. We saw The Last Jedi yesterday afternoon at a press screening. Alexis saw it. I saw it. Members of the press were there. I was telling Alexis what's so funny about being at one of those press screenings. Personally, for me, I always smile. When I first started exactly 20 years ago in TV, I started doing movie reviews.
Yeah.
And back then at press screenings, there were only about 7 of us at these screenings because there was, you know, the late Bill Carlson and the Star Tribune, the Pioneer Press, maybe Pat Evans from Care 11, you know, a smattering of people. And now there's 4,000 people that are in the press, or that are media now because of websites and people, social media influencers.
Bloggers are there, yeah.
It's hysterical. Dawn's boyfriend, Niles, was there.
My boyfriend. I didn't know I was in a relationship with him.
You are in a relationship.
Okay.
Niles was right in front of us, Niles Schwartz. But anyway.
Why aren't we very friendly with each other? Have you noticed that?
What?
Just in general, local media, I feel like sometimes, you know, you smile like, I know you, hi. Sometimes we're just not very friendly with each other.
Oh.
Have you noticed that?
Maybe your expectations of what friendly is are a different standard.
I'm not expecting, like, a huge
this
hug or anything, but I just feel like, I don't know, is it competition? Is it?
Oh. Ooh,
what is
ooh,
it?
Ooh.
Do you feel that way or no? I mean, am I just coming out of nowhere here? Or
no,
I wasn't
no.
there. I was sick.
I love
so.
When you
oh,
do
yeah.
that, but no. I don't know. I mean, sometimes you know we don't know each other, but I try to be friendly to other members of the media.
Yeah,
from other stations. Like I saw Matt Brickman there from WCCO.
Yeah,
I said hello to Matt. I saw. some people from other radio stations. Crisco was there.
Yes.
KS95. But yeah, I mean,
people in our house here for sure. You know, you say hi, but it was just kind of.
I will tell you, it's interesting that you're bringing this up, and I'm just being very honest.
Yeah.
When I first started, the print guys, I always felt looked down on the TV people, specifically me.
Oh.
And I still kind of feel that way.
Yeah.
I think they very much poo-poo, and I won't say who, but it's very funny that you're bringing this up, because I overheard a print person yesterday kind of bitching and moaning about why are all these people here, you know? And I'm like, well, this is the new media. I mean,
yeah.
you better wake up or, you know, you're going to be left behind. I was thinking to myself, social media influencers are the new thing and
exactly.
they're not going anywhere.
Nope.
You know,
maybe
look
that's
at
it. I don't know.
Yeah. But I think people just kind of stay in their own, you know, they don't want to. But
I mean, I get it. I mean, I'm not like organizing a potluck or anything, but it would be.
Oh my
not...
gosh.
Maybe that would help. I don't know. I just felt like something.
Maybe they're annoyed because there are so many people there.
Yeah, maybe.
It used to be a smaller group.
Yeah, or they're tired.
I wasn't there, so I don't know. I'm very disappointed. I did not feel good at all.
Yeah.
But you guys liked it?
Loved. Okay. We can't say much at all. We can say more tomorrow, or there's an embargo for Star Wars The Last Jedi, so we can just give you words. Lex, ladies first, would you like to give some words of how you felt watching Star Wars The Last Jedi?
Sure, yes. Funny, cute, emotional, fun, heartrending.
That's two words.
No, that's one.
Okay. Oh.
Okay, anything else?
What else can I say without getting stuff away?
Time's up, Lex.
Yeah,
that'll
be good. Yeah, okay, Jace, you. Go. Words.
Epic, Lex.
Yep.
Unexpected.
Oh, yeah.
Unexpected a few times. I didn't say that. here's a word that Lex and I use I used a few times. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, a lot of it's just expressions or sound effects.
But hey, that's a word, though. Yeah, there's some words we use. We should act out a couple times. Like that.
Oh, no.
That happened right in the middle of the movie. We won't. There's just a lot of. Look, I am a Star Wars nut. Like, I am a chestnut. I am a walnut. I'm a pecan.
Right.
I was surprised at least four times.
Wow.
I was surprised whether it be plot lines or moments, I was surprised.
Mm-hmm.
It did not, as Luke said, I'm allowed to say this, Luke says in one of the trailers to Rey, this is not going to go the way you expect.
No.
And girl, that is the line of the movie. Let's just say that.
Yep, when you think about The Last Jedi.
Uh-huh. Is Marley here?
Nope.
Marley's
at Waxing the City.
At Waxing the City today. That's right. Yeah. Sorry, Biggs. Yeah, Paul
Gotta
Black.
Go get
is-
our mustache waxed.
Really? Are you? Does it get hairy?
I don't know. Yeah, just different Dawn, areas. We'll have to see.
Dawn, look at Lex.
How am I doing?
Is the mustache coming back?
It's hard to see through the glass over there.
Oh,
there's
two
veins.
If you can see it through the glass, then that is we need to.
Yeah, maybe I'll get my brows done. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You do a good job. It's good wax. Quality wax there.
But no, we'll talk more about it tomorrow. Just know it's 2.5 hours long, and so get a babysitter accordingly. And go to a good theater, because if there is a movie, short of like Jurassic Park, if there is a movie that you should see it loud and proud, this is one of them.
Yes, it is.
Big and loud. This movie should be big and loud. And
I'm excited for people.
Well, I'm seeing it again on Thursday. The husband was good, Connie the planner. And got us tickets for Thursday night, one of the first showings. So we're going back. I think we're going to Southdale on Thursday night because he was unable to join us yesterday.
Yeah.
So I was, I'm really excited. I want to see it. There's so much to process.
I need to see it again, too.
Yes. There's so much to process. I mean, people have asked already this morning here in the building, where does it rank for you? We're not allowed to say it on the air yet. And I'm still processing that. I don't even know where this is for me. Is it better than Empire Strikes Back? Is it the same? Mm. Is it better than Force Awakens? Is it better than Rogue One? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm processing. Well, I do know in my head some of the answers to those questions I just posed, but we can talk more about that tomorrow.
Yeah, so. We don't want to get in trouble.
No, because Mickey Mouse is literally standing at the security guard desk, and if we say too much about Star Wars, we'll be taken to Disney jail.
Yeah, his lightsaber.
It's very strong. Disney. Yeah, Mickey's lightsaber is
force is strong.
Right there. Whoa. Yeah. So Marley and Donna are at Waxing the City right now, so you can go see them. They're going to be there throughout their show, Waxing the City in St. Paul. So go out and see them. It's all part of our Santa project presented by Great Wolf Lodge. And there's a couple more broadcasts.
Yeah, there'll be a Great Wolf Lodge on tomorrow.
Yeah. Lori and Julia will be at Envision in the Galleria tomorrow. So
yeah,
a couple more. Go to mytalk1071.com and enter keyword Santa for that. That is going to do it for us three nutbags. We'll be back tomorrow. We sure hope you will too. In the meantime, if you're a kid being bullied, go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Beautiful day. Oh, baby, any day that you're gone away. It's a beautiful day.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
I'm gonna change you from a rooster to a hen with one shot.
Entertainment.